I wasn't there. It's GRD Sweekly.
Yes, indeed. Sorry. Really? Were you that hurt?
I was hurt. Yeah. I was
were you in a
little crushed.
Crying.
In a corner crying.
Yeah, I was a little crushed. That's
fine. So welcome, GRD Sweekly, episode 85. Glad to have you here. Fantastic, fantastic time. So glad you could be here because we're here to have a lot of fun, including our special guest, Jet.
Sexual harassment is no joke, Sweet Cans.
Hooray. You remember
Sweet
that.
Sweet Cans, it's your new nickname now.
Are you trying to win fun? Get her to sexually harass you or what?
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Just gotta watch yourself. Don't be asking all these crazy questions, Flintstress.
What the hell am I supposed to do with a red lightsaber?
I think it's all...
evil.
Exactly. Of course, the one and only working hard all day long, the Bruce.
Founder of the Golden Girls / Vic fan site.
Hey, you know, it had to be
wow.
made. It had to be done.
Had to be somebody. And people always confuse me, and I don't know why. I'm Billy Flynn.
I'm a rogue night elf. Don't you people read character descriptions?
It's just that simple. It's just that simple. So, hi. Thanks for being here. Yeah, episode 85. Oh, good times. Good times. Good times we've been having. And we'll be sharing a lot of those with you this fine, fine evening. But first, we have to know, what have you been doing geekified, yo?
I have been doing several things. I actually have a Doctor Who update. I finished the first season, the 05 season.
Okay.
And? I like it.
Exactly, right?
I'm working on collecting the rest. Right now, I started reading the Southern Vampire series on my Nook, and I've started the True Blood season, season one.
Season one. So what do you think of Anna Paquin's boobs?
I thought she would be bigger.
And what do you think of the show? Because I noticed people always like True Blood. That's one of Anna Paquin's boobs. Oh, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's generally pretty much.
Don't they get naked a lot? Oh, yeah, it's a fun show about vampires.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I had to do a double take the first...
Double take.
The first nude scene.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, what?
I was like, wait, where did they air this that they can do this on TV?
I was definitely taken aback at first too. I was like, "Damn HBO!"
Yeah,
and then I watched some of the second episode. I was like, "It's still there. It's highly nakedness is highly prevalent in this this season." Apparently.
Oh yeah, that's a fine cable tradition. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
not only do we not have commercials, we can show you the boobies,
and we can say dirty words.
But then I thought back on the first book, and I remembered that there was a lot in there, so they kind of have to if they're going to stick to...
being honest to the source material.
And I do that a lot with a lot of things. I read... Stop it.
No, I didn't say anything.
That's not worth a spit take, thank you.
She appreciates the nakedness. What?
No, I compare books to...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Visual production.
See, not where you went either.
Harry Potter.
I knew what you meant.
The True Blood series. What's another one? I forgot.
Percy Jackson.
I haven't gotten to that yet.
Caligula.
I watched the movie. I did read the book. I haven't seen the film yet. I do want to see the film.
Don't do it. I do the same thing. I love to watch the movie and read the book. Or I don't like to do it too close to one another because I'm invariably disappointed. You know, like if I just read the book and then I go and I watch it, I don't like seeing them like side by side. But I like it when the memory is like not that fresh. But Percy Jackson and the Olympians is 2 hours of my life that I wish I had back. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Wow, well, maybe I'll Netflix it and then when I'd have like... 3 hours of my life that I can waste.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, don't say I didn't warn you.
That's fine. That's cool. Let's see what else. Tabletop gaming. We finished the run where I'm a tree. That's over.
Oh, the tree is done.
So the tree is done.
You finally blossomed and
sprouted. I don't know.
Actually, I think I was in perpetual bloom from some guy that had a cloak
cloak of perpetual blooming.
Those cloak guys.
Wow.
You got to watch out for those cloak guys.
Pointy-headed wizards and such.
So we restarted another campaign. This time we're in space, and I'm not a tree.
Okay, trees in space would just be weird.
Trees in space!
It'd be a little difficult for me to run the engines if I was a tree.
But Doctor Who eventually got to some trees in space.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then I'm hoping to go see Can't Stop the Serenity in Baltimore on the 26th.
Oh, it's on the 26th? Okay, right. Okay.
So that was what I was trying to remember.
Hey, guys, last year you guys sent me a promo for that. Send a promo.
Yeah.
Send a promo for that because that's cool.
What is that in case our listeners don't know?
Can't Stop the Shark.
Can't Stop the Shark.
Can't Stop the Serenity is a charity event for Equality Now, and they show the Serenity film.
So good to see the print on screen for a good cause.
Yeah.
And of course, people are going to be dressed up. So,
sure,
you know,
of course.
Good times.
So all the proceeds.
It's a mini con.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, it's a mini con.
It's held in a theater this year. Last year it was done in
Dave's place.
Somebody's basement. Yeah.
It was done in like Keppel Eichhaus, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really nice, but.
Beer.
They have
beer movie theaters.
Of theater.
Yeah, well,
their bar is awesome because it's ice. They have an ice bar that keeps you
because it's
cold.
In Maryland. Yeah. I don't think they can do that.
Oh, okay.
If
I know they can.
I think if it was in maybe in Virginia, it
Virginia
would be,
they can.
Yeah,
but
Virginia, you can do
not
because what do they have in Northern Virginia? They Maryland. Had
the cinnamon draft house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had one of those in Virginia as well.
That's what it was.
They
I'm
were
sorry.
A restaurant.
The Cinnamon Draft House is where it was.
They were a restaurant that showed movies as opposed to a movie place.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yay!
And that's it.
Oh, that's it?
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Cool. No. It's fine. You did well. The?
All right. Well,
No, wait.
Yeah, it's like, when are you
it's
going
backwards.
To meet? Yeah.
Because you're next at the table. You guys are sitting in a weird order.
But our listeners don't know that.
Well, they do now. I just told them. Bruce is, it's weird. It's up is down. We're through the
left
looking glass,
right,
people.
Yeah.
I'm but sorry.
Flinches.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No, it should, because that way people can have separation between what we did. So there you go.
That's true. Yeah. I'm sure I have forgotten a couple of things. I mean, maybe.
Well,
possibly.
You haven't even said anything yet, so.
You've forgotten everything
forgot
so
everything.
Far.
Well, we watched Doctor Who, and, you know, I won't say anything that's spoilers since we're ahead.
Easily my top five favorite Doctor Who episodes ever.
Oh.
Right now, because. I cried. Shut up. I don't care. I cried. If you don't cry at this, you have no flipping heart. You oh my god. Good episode.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
episode.
Do you know the episode title?
Vincent and the Doctor.
Okay.
But you really should watch them all in order. Really.
No, I do plan on watching them in order.
But she's waiting until when she gets to that one, she's really gonna have the Kleenex ready.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? You're jotting notes for the future?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'll tell yourself I said hi.
Okay.
No, write it down.
Billy said hi.
Awesome. I also figured out at the very beginning of this episode why I'm enjoying Matt Smith as the Doctor, why I think he's doing such a fantastic job. It's because stuff like this, he meets Vincent Van Gogh. Okay, they just ran, because they go meet Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah, why not?
This is the kind of just what is dumb, fun Doctor Who stuff that he just does. He just meanders about the universe doing this kind. I just love this. It just reminds me of the kind of stuff that I watched, you know, when I was in the fifth grade. Oh my God, I'm old. But yeah. It reminds me of the old stuff, and I'm really, really enjoying it. And I'm pretty sure the ending coming up, yeah, weird time travel stuff.
Timey, yeah.
There are other people postulating that he does not make it past this season because of what was found.
Right.
Yeah, So we'll see.
Talking in code now.
Well, yeah, when he reached in and pulled it out, and, you know. Hello.
Out of context theater presents.
Giggity.
Yeah, there's definitely ominousness. Ominousness? Ominousity?
Close
enough. There's ominous things on the horizon.
What?
Shut up. I'm so done. I'm so
no, no,
done.
You've got to say
there
it
There
right.
are ominous things on the horizon. Ominous.
Okay.
We could do this all night. No,
yeah, we could.
No,
okay.
Just not.
No. Glee has been on, and we love Glee, and we didn't watch last night because I was out. So don't tell me, but I have it on the DVR, and we're going to do that
as soon as we're done.
As soon as we are done, I didn't watch it all day today.
The Butler did it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be kicking you out as soon as we're done. I was like, okay, get the hell out. It's Glee time.
Yeah.
The reason why I did not watch Glee last night is I was at my first tryout for roller derby.
Woo-hoo! Sweet. How's it go?
So much fun. And I was not as outrageously sore today as I thought I was going to be.
Well, you've been practicing.
I have sort of been practicing, but not. I mean, it was a 3-hour practice.
Wow.
Yeah. We didn't steadily skate for 3 hours, but we skated for at least 2 of those hours.
Okay.
Taking little breaks here and there. Really, really fun. Talk about the most badass chicks in the entire state of Virginia. I mean, like, totally fun, totally cool, knocking each other all over the place. Now, we weren't, first day of practice, we weren't doing any contact at all. We were just doing skating. Like, there were, they say no skating experience required. And so there were literally people who did not know how to skate. And then there were all the way up to people who were really pretty good fast skaters. I ranked myself at probably like 4 or 5 best skater out there, but it was just really, really fun. And we practiced stopping. We practiced falling down. I mean, because you have to know how to, like, the right way to fall down.
You have to land, because if you land incorrectly, you're going to break your wrist.
Yeah, you could break your wrist, or you could, you know, even tactically, when you think of strategy of the game, if you fall and your limbs and arms are spread out all over the place, you could get in the way of one of your teammates.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of fall, like, sort of scrunched up into a ball so that you can kind of get out of the way. And you have to get up quickly. You have to learn how to get up, like, really fast. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really fun. It's really hot in there. They have, like, air conditioner and fans, but you're wearing, like, you know, boot-like things on your feet, you know, the skates, and then knee pads and elbow pads and wrist pads and a helmet, and it just gets really, really, really hot.
So,
in there.
In other words, you can't skate naked like you usually do.
My neighbors might have something to say about that.
Yeah, but, they'll say,
and they're
keep
saying,
skating.
"Go for it." Yeah, saying, "Hang skating. On, let me get my camera." Keep going.
Stop.
Let me go get the flip.
But I realized that why, you know, they're all, you know, they wear like the tights or the pantyhose or like the fishnet stockings. It's not just for badassery. It's also because, like, it helps the knee pads don't hurt as much in the back of your knee. Oh, okay.
Well, also, so, if you take like a side fall, that's
exactly,
kind of nuts.
It's like,
you know, the leg scrape on floor.
Right. Yeah. Leg against floor. So, and I went shopping today and got some more outfits and stuff, and I still have to get like the pads. I borrowed a set. They had like a set that I could borrow, but they were like really gross and smelly and old. So I'm going to go buy some. I have
if they were
practice.
Gross and smelly, that's fine. But they were gross, smelly, and old.
Just, yeah. New gross
you
and smelly
imagine,
is okay.
You know, if you've ever had any kind of like athletic equipment, you know, and old, smelly athletic equipment, that's what it smelled like. So, but I held my own out there and had some badassery of my own. So I can't wait. It's a 3-month trial period, and at the end of the 3 months, there's a skill assessment test. And if I pass the skill assessment test, and I'm on the team, they have 2 teams. There's the Pose Punishers, which is like the A team, and they have the Uncivil Warriors. Play on words, right, for Richmond, right? And that's kind of like the B team. But everybody who graduates from the fresh meat, which is what they call like the tryouts, makes it onto the team.
The B team.
And so the earliest I would be able to play, presuming that I stick with it, I don't get hurt or anything comes up, would be October. So by like their Halloween bout, I could actually be playing in a game.
Nice.
So,
all right.
Like, super
Do you
excited.
Have a
Good
name
luck.
Yet?
No. I have a couple of ideas for names, but I will not share. They are top secret because you have to, I don't get to officially have my name until I join the team at the end of the 3-month period.
Okay.
And at that time, I'll have to register my name. No 2 roller derby girls are allowed to have the same name. So they have like an official website.
So you're
going to
keep it under lock and key.
Yeah.
And,
and there's
an
one that is
website.
Fantastic. And,
thank
and
you.
So,
that's
so Donna, don't tell
Twitter.
Anybody
yeah.
that either because we're debating.
Yes,
so
Donna,
don't tell
don't
anybody
tell.
Your idea. But it's a brilliant idea and thank you for it.
I haven't had a chance to check the website yet and see if it's you
if
know,
it's been used
if it's
or
been
not.
Taken or not okay. or have some kind of derivation.
If so, we'll
it.
Talk about it next time, but it's brilliant.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like really, really having a good time.
Yeah, you were there.
That's right.
I
was about
there.
It.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah. It came up at BotsaCon.
Oh, I went there. It was a cool place.
Yeah. Which I'm not talking about in my Geeky Week because it's the topic for our show.
Right.
So I'm just going to skip it. But seeing everybody with like their iPhones and their smartphones and being able to communicate and how easy it is at a con and just in life. I ordered, haven't got it yet, but I broke down and ordered the Droid Incredible for Verizon.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it hasn't come in the mail yet, but I splurged and I did it. And
it'll next come
time,
in and she'll get it and she'll open it.
By the power of Grayskull.
I will.
The box will glow as it opens.
Yeah.
Tiny angels will
Yes, fly it's going to be amazing. Anna has one. She let me kind of try it out when she was over here the other day, and it's just
it'll,
super
it'll
sweet.
Actually be what's in the case from Pulp Fiction. It's going to go.
Nice.
That's what you're going to see.
Nice.
We so, good,
yeah.
Jules?
Yeah.
We good?
We good.
So it's going to be awesome, and you know, because the iPhone's not coming anytime soon, and even if it does, I've got, you know, 2 years, you can get a new phone in 2 years, new every 2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have Verizon, so I want to stay with Verizon, so. No, but that's good, so I should be doing that. I've been much more into, like, Twitter since the con, just because I've sort of started to figure out how it works, and that sounds stupid because I'm a geek and I'm pretty
Billy
smart.
Too.
No,
but,
no. I don't
you know,
use Twitter
I just,
at all,
I'm really, really sure like how it worked, what the point of it was, but I've been much more into what's going on with Twitter. So I know that when I get my phone, I'm not going to Twitter. I'm not going to be annoying and put like I'm in the bathroom.
Don't make me look for it. Okay. Don't make me look for
it. I'm eating a sandwich.
Keep talking,
care.
But don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, what did I do? I didn't do.
No,
I'm in the bathroom.
Look for what?
No.
Anyway, but. But, you know, but I'm much more into that. Let's see what else we've been watching. Top Chef Masters, you know, which we really like. That's a fun
right.
show. Mm-hmm. And that's almost down to the finale. The finale is tonight. It's Wednesday, so that should be pretty cool. We watched kind of funny, a little bit sappy towards the end, but really kind of funny. We watched The Goods. What is it? Like Live Hard, Sell Hard or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
It stars Jeremy Piven, but there's tons of other funny people have cameos in the show, in the movie. Will Ferrell's in it at the end. Daryl from The Office, whose name I can't remember, is in it. Craig Robinson is in it. So tons of funny people. It stars Jeremy Piven, and he's a used car salesman for hire, like a mercenary used car salesman.
It's basically it's the funny. New version of Used Cars with Kurt Russell.
I think I remember that one.
That was a good movie. It would make a great double feature with it. It really would. Yeah, at the end of it, it gets a little whatever, but no, there's some really funny moments in it. It's the kind of thing that you would like watch on a Friday night when your parents were out and you know you had the cable on Friday night.
Yeah.
There's no boobs, but you know, it's that kind of movie that you're not supposed to watch. Yeah, it's that.
There were strippers.
Cool.
There were strip clubs and lap dances. Like, oh, strippers.
Yeah.
Strippers make you know everything. You know something.
They up the rating or whatever.
Something like that. Strippers. You know. Yeah. I don't want.
Okay. I started listening to Chasing the Bard. I bought Pip's book when I met her at Balticon, but I was like, well, sure, I've got the book, or I could listen to her dulcet tones. Read me the book. I think I'm going to listen to the book.
Enjoy chapter 13.
I haven't gotten there yet, but there was already something steamy. I was in the first couple of chapters. It's not probably supposed to be hot, because I guess it was technically rape, but...
Whoa.
And fantasy time begins now.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
It was more like using power to influence, you know, and make somebody want to. And then, you know, so it's kind of sort of, I don't know, whatever. But it's kind of hot. We finally watched the finales, part one and part two for Fringe. Oh, my goodness. Was that good. Yeah. Wow.
That was really, really good. Didn't see the little twist there. Should have seen it.
I saw it when, you know, they're both there with William Bell.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, the two of them both being there is something, but I definitely like that. I cannot wait to see how long it takes them to figure it out. Because like we know something, the audience knows something that the main characters don't know, so I can't wait to see how long it takes. Because they're really smart people. I can't wait to see how long it takes them to figure it out.
Shouldn't take long, I would think. It's gonna happen real soon.
Season premiere?
God only knows. Okay. What? Fall?
But then it's going to be really difficult to put it all back to rights. But so. Yeah,
if not first, second, three max, but probably first, because we want to go ahead and, you know, there needs to be the sense of drama, I think. Unless they're going to play out, you know, how the other side sees us. I don't know.
Dramarama?
I can't wait to see. The drama llama.
Aren't they canceling? Aren't they canceling Fringe, though?
Negative.
No, it's Fast Forward that got canceled. Yeah.
Flash Forward. It's the other F sci-fi show.
Yeah.
The one that actually got an F, unfortunately.
I don't follow closely either.
So wait. A sci-fi show that's good has lasted on Fox? What the hell?
Yeah, surprisingly enough. I don't know.
What?
Well, the thing is, they didn't tell anybody it was a sci-fi show.
It's Fringe Science.
I know. Shh, don't tell anybody.
It's X-Files.
Yeah, it is. It's the X-Files.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, you know.
Which lasted on Fox for like 8 or 10 seasons.
Hmm. Anna Torv or Gillian Anderson? Gillian Anderson. Okay.
Red. What about dark-haired Anna Torv?
Dark-haired Anna Torv. I have to think about that.
Somebody's getting a pass for that one.
Dark-haired Anna Torv was maybe if she, you know, just regular her hair now, if she wore it down, but you know, just the way she wore it and everything, it was very flattering to her. And dark hair didn't hurt at all. Moving on.
What's his name? The actor that plays, is it
Joshua Jackson?
Joshua Jackson. Tasty. I was like, Peter Jackson, that's not right.
No.
Joshua
no.
Jackson versus David Duchovny.
I'm looking at you two because you're going to answer this. Not a clue. I don't care.
I'm sorry. David Duchovny because he kind of looks like you, Billy Flynn.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's true.
I you know, the 90s, that kind of worked well for me for a little bit there. Thank you. Thank you.
And then the last thing on my list.
I want to believe.
Last thing on my list, a show that we've really been wanting to watch for a long time, now that we don't have our favorite show on TV that we watch all the time. Lost.
I'm totally.
I was giving you a second. I don't know.
But when you pause, it sounds like, you know, hey, everybody, guess what's about to happen? Let's see if Mr. Moose is in.
They know. And then, like, lots of other shows are going off now. So the summertime is when we have a chance to get caught up. Well, we've watched season 1 and season 2 of The Big Bang Theory.
Ah, good
don't
show.
Don't panic. This is what the last 97 hours have been about.
Absolutely love that show. Like, I think that show may end up changing my life. Like, anytime anybody ever wants to rock, paper, scissors, it's going to have to be Lizard, Spock, right?
And well, everybody has to keep picking Spock. Who's going to stop picking Spock? Rock, paper, lizard, Spock.
Right? You just got
to
pick Spock.
Well, see, then I would say the obvious thing to do is to pick paper, because didn't paper nullify lizard Spock?
No.
Really?
Spock.
No.
It was always Spock. Spock was always the best.
We'll have to go back and look at
it. I have to find the flow chart. There's a flow chart for it.
I'm sure.
It's on a t-shirt.
What's really cool now is some of these drops I've been playing all along, you can actually appreciate now.
Right. I just thought they were cool and geeky, but yeah.
I know, right? Look at this.
Yeah, and especially season 2, we pretty much watched it in a day. One day all the way through.
Yeah. That's just what, 11 and a half hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I think we had like 3 or 4 left for the next night, but yeah, we knocked out 18 episodes. We did like 9 hours in a row.
Good big God. Wow.
We built the pyramids. The only part I sing from the theme song. And it's actually kind of fun and cute because, like, I definitely see, like, correlations between, like, Penny and Leonard and, like, us. I'm not quite as mainstream,
and
I guess,
I'm not
Penny,
a theoretical physicist.
And he's not quite as Leonard as Lenny. Leonard, but we were very different when we first got together. So I've been way geekified.
Well, you saw the, I mean, you drank the Kool-Aid. There's tons of good stuff
there. Well, you remember,
you like stories.
Towards the end of season 2, Penny's explaining to some dumb guy about Schrodinger's cat.
Yep.
And she makes a Star Trek reference.
Uh-huh. Like, what?
Where did that come from? So, I mean, she's definitely getting geekified, without knowing it. Yeah, shields. They don't know how to put up their shields, like from Star Trek.
So, Trevor, you come and you put up shields?
Awesome. So, that's been my Geeky's Week.
Wow, okay. Let's see. So, we watched. What?
We still have a break between you and her.
I thought we were forgetting you, remember?
No.
You didn't go.
You
weren't in the last episode. No, the last episode, you weren't there.
No, we're still
there.
Let the man talk.
Thank you. The first thing that happened over the week.
So I watched. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, was not you. Was not you. Let's see. The court case I had talked about on the Daily Show last week.
Yes.
Yes. The court case that I was just a witness to. The person's house that I have been repairing, her name is Julie, and I have been repairing the house for like 2 months, been talking about it like crazy. And we had to go to court because they got a nasty gram saying, hey, you're not doing any work on the house. Like, hey, I've got 120 pictures of what this house looked like beforehand and about 100 some odd pictures of what the house looks like now.
It's what we call hard evidence.
Yes. And the other side, ex-husband, did not know the fact I had all these pictures. I showed them to the lawyer. The lawyer just looks through 5 of them and goes, oh my God, and runs after the other attorney going, we got to talk right now.
A picture's worth 1,000 words.
Oh, and there's a couple $1,000 as well, I'm sure. So that got handled. Everything went good for our side, and we don't have to go back to court for a little while, so that's kind of nice. Last show, I also mentioned that I bought 2 new Blu-rays, and I hadn't watched them yet, so I didn't want to talk about them. I finally watched both of them. The first one was G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. It was a good, nice reimagining, and if you were a G.I. Joe fan back in the day like I was, it was a nice flash of certain things that came up in the movie. I was like, oh yeah, the Kung Fu grip joke and this, that, and the other thing.
It would be cool. It was a good movie. I do want to see it just to see a live-action Snake Eyes, if for nothing else.
And it was pretty good.
The action was good.
Some of it was, just CGI crazy, but it was fun. It's not a great film, though. Like I said,
how can that be? Marlon Wayans is in it.
Yes, of course.
Everything's better with Marlon Wayans.
Yes, who plays a sergeant first class who also becomes a pilot.
Well, sure.
No.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't happen all the time.
Well, if Kirk can just take over the Enterprise after one mission, which he snuck aboard, then I'm sure
you
can make Marlon Wayans a pilot.
I mean, as big money...
Field promotion.
As big budget as this movie is, they could have had one military technical advisor, because the Duke is the main character, and he was a captain, described as a captain on the... but they have a flashback from 4 years earlier, and he's wearing his dress A uniform, and he's a major. And he didn't get demoted. I'm like, guys, seriously, work on this a little bit. Like I said, it's 7 Pants. It's a good popcorn film, but it's not going to change the world. The other movie that I did see.
Because the whole time he was watching it, he was going, I made better movies than this playing in my yard. I can hear it in your voice, man. They didn't do it right.
It was a decent film. I'm not going to,
Sorry.
The movie that I did watch that was majorly different was Cloverfield. I finally
you
got
oh, you never saw Cloverfield?
No, I had
oh
not my seen God.
Cloverfield.
How much?
Oh, my God.
How much did you love Cloverfield?
I loved this film.
Thank you.
All the way through this movie. The fact that it was so different. It was shot first person the entire time. It's from the point of view of six people. They wasn't focusing on the monster. They weren't trying to fight the monster. They weren't the heroes. They're simply in Manhattan trying to freaking survive. And the great thing about this movie is most of them don't.
And it's all the people who are in the background who you normally see kind of just running for their lives in these movies.
It's
and
the
you
running
get to
for
see
the
their
life scene.
Story.
It's the giant monster movie, giant summer movie from their point of view.
So it's it's like Blair Witch, but in New York.
Kind of. The premise, it's a party, going away party. This guy Rob's going to Japan. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's the
girl who
there's the girlfriend,
love,
and they're sort
know.
Of split up at the moment. And Jesus Christ, at this party, a giant monster attacks New York City.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
and they're all trying to get out of there, and they try to, hey, let's go across the bridge. Didn't work. He took out the bridge.
The
and
bridge
the brother
is
goes,
the one and only moment I ever had any kind of, look away from the screen because of the weird handheld camera motion. Only time, but I've heard some people complain about it. I don't think it's fair. I think it's
done.
Blends. I think
there were times
nicely.
When I had to look away because I was like, whoa.
Yeah, but that's the way I would normally see it. It's not steady cammed. It's not running along and the camera doesn't move. The camera moves.
Yeah.
The guy's documenting it like everything. He wants to show everything that's happening right now. So easily 8.5 pants, probably 9. The movie was the only thing that was a little short. I mean, they completed the story. But it's only like an hour and 20 minutes long.
Anymore, I don't think it was really necessary.
And the first 15 minutes of the movie, it's just the party. And you don't expect anything to go on.
And the amount of money they spent on that, I mean, this sounds ridiculous. It's not a big budget movie. It was only $30 million. But in this day and age, it's nothing for what they put on that screen.
Every dollar's
on that screen.
How many movies do we go through when we do The Daily Show and go, the budget's $200 million, $200 million, $200 million?
And they're crap a lot of times.
Yes.
And this is a real human story that's a monster story, too. I loved it.
Yeah, it was actually wonderful.
I've been to that party before, and I could just imagine what would happen if a giant monster
Don't
attacked.
Run to the roof.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, snap! There's a new summer show that came out this past week called Persons Unknown. It's a little trippy, weird kind of show. It's kind of got a Prisoner feel to it. Seven people are kidnapped and sent to a fake town.
All right.
Yeah,
what's
it
called again?
Persons Unknown. I think it premiered yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. It's kind of got that weird feel. The town is deserted except for these seven people and a couple of people working in the town. You can't leave the town because they tried to do that and they got knocked out. There was an implant in their leg that releases a neurotoxin that knocks them out as soon as they try to leave the town. Nobody knows why they're there. Nobody knows who brought them there. It's going to be a short series. It's going to be like 8 episodes long. I'm not positive about that one. There's a couple of people who say they're one thing, but they're not. And there's workers in the town who aren't helping them with anything. So it's just really weird. I'm going to watch the show, and it's going to be interesting. It looks interesting now because everybody got fortune cookies at the end, and it's like, okay, what's your fortune? One person's fortune, they say, it's just, limerick, and opens it up. It goes, kill the person next to you. Kill your neighbor, and you get to leave.
Another guy said, I peed in your rice.
Probably.
It sounds like...
It shouldn't be handwritten.
There was another show that sounds familiar to that. You're talking about this is like a staged show, right? It's got a script and everything.
Yes.
There's another show that was people stuck in a town that
Murder
they were...
in Small Town X? Is that what you're thinking of?
I don't remember the title. It was something like... it was like a social experiment.
Okay. No, okay. Then it wasn't social.
I don't know.
That.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it really does.
It was marketed as a reality TV show where they just they had actors that would come in as like bad guys come in and attack the group, and they were.
Sounds interesting.
I can't remember what I'm saying.
If you know what it is,
you should have wrote it down.
Yeah, send it to the show over there. Podcast at geekradiodaily.com.
There you go.
Wow, cords.
No.
Damn cords.
Try it again.
It's been a while.
Podcast at geekradiodaily.com.
There you go. Watch the premiere of a little show called Half Pint Brawlers. It's about a troop of midget wrestlers. It's a fun little show.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a fun little show. It's nothing special, but it's a good time. Went to Fallout a few times since the last show. One of the big parties was the Goth Beach Party. Yeah, that doesn't.
Goth everyone doesn't really was dressed as no.
Right.
Black bikinis, okay.
Well, they actually they had two pools set up in the par. There was a 10-foot circular pool with that's like 2.5 feet deep, and another pool in the back. And it was kind of fun. It was nice. Drunk people getting in the pool, not a great idea. Take the beer out of the pool, but it was fun. It was a good time. Let's see. I also played the Force Unleashed again. I've completed the entire series, and we have the Sith edition, so we get to play the three additional levels.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The fun ones were you're the Dark Lord. You kill Darth Vader. You're the Dark Lord, and you get to fight Ben Kenobi on Tatooine, and then you get to fight Luke Skywalker on Hoth, and you make him your apprentice.
Sweet.
That was pretty cool. I'm waiting for Force Unleashed 2, which has come out later this year. So other than getting back and working out, looking for a job, and a few other things I forgot to mention, that's pretty much been my geeky week.
Well, let's see. We also watched the Riff Trax version of Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Really?
Yes, yes. Wow. Good times.
And it had a little mini concert beforehand, a couple songs from Jonathan Coulton.
Yeah, they did like a little short film. Jonathan Coulton came out, they did two songs, and then they did Plan 9 from Outer Space. Fantastic. This was one of the... Yes, Jonathan Coulton, dude, come on, man. You got to get with us. Okay. You got to drink.
You don't know?
He doesn't know Jonathan Coulton.
Something I know that he doesn't.
Exactly, see?
That's fantastic.
It's not impossible. Huh? Hey, you watch Doctor Who, too, okay? So I don't watch
that's
that.
That's right, you're singing above him.
I don't watch Doctor Who.
We'll give you some cool stuff.
Good times, very good times. It was one of these, it was filmed, they did it live in an audience. It was one of like the Fathom events. It was broadcast to theaters all over the place. Yeah. So this is the DVD of that night, and it's amazing, and it's fun.
Oh, all right.
We also watched Matinee, the fantastic... fantastic.
That was fun.
Yes, it was a good time. John Goodman film.
Yeah, the 1950s movie theater.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's a half man, half ant. Man, it's 60. It's right at the Cuban Missile Crisis, so it's like okay. Yeah. So 61 is the Cuban Missile Crisis. 60.
Yeah, it sounds about right. 61.
Sorry, I'm fuzzy on my. It was. Yeah. I didn't study for this at all. some comics I've read: Batman and Robin issues 1 through 12, the new one by Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
The first arc was fascinating, and I was very interested in it. The middle part, we bring back the Red Hood, which is Jason Todd, and I was like, I don't know that I really care. And then the last page is enough to be like, all right, I've got to read the next couple of issues, because that was a nice little pull at the very, very end of it there.
About picking up the graphic novel. I was like,
Richard Grayson's Batman now, because Bruce Wayne is dead, except now we know that Bruce Wayne isn't
dead. He's actually
in
time.
And damn it, so this means, like, what, after a year? This happened in Nightfall, too.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Just let him be Batman. I want to see that. I want to see, like, that for, like, 5 years do it. If you want to bring Bruce Wayne back, bring him back in 5 years. I want to see that. They brought the whole DC Universe back to the way it used to be anyway. We also watched it. Did you see the sneak preview for Wipeout?
Yeah, I saw the 2-hour...
The blind date.
Oh, that was great!
Did you?
Oh, big balls.
And did you see the one couple where both of them made it over the big balls?
Yes.
I was like, wow, that's unheard of. Like, usually maybe you get one an episode,
The new motivator.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
The ejector seat, basically.
Oh, God, that was a trip and a half. I actually stopped it a couple times, called my wife, and was like, hey, watch it. Click. She watched it and goes, why'd you call me into that?
I don't care that it's a ripoff of MXC. People falling down and you know, looking like they should be getting hurt a lot is really funny. The Three Stooges taught us that. So good times. Good times. I actually have a week off from school. I finished my third class, and to structure everything so I have... So I'm not going to school during Dragon Con. That means I have a week off right now. So this is my spring break, except it's almost summer.
Close enough.
So I get a week off.
Spring break.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Okay, good.
So sorry, folks. That's why I'm not on the Daily Show this week, because how often do I get a week off? I've been playing a bunch of Blur.
Yeah. Not like you're taking the time to sleep or anything like that.
Sleep is for the
When I went to Balticon, yes. I was 699th. On the leaderboard in Blur, okay?
Okay.
699.
Yeah.
When we got back from Dragon Con, I was... sorry.
That too.
God, I keep doing that. I was 6,896.
So in other words, somebody put a zero on the end of your score.
Basically. Hey. I mean, people are playing, and, you know, there's, you know... God, there's some...
Yeah, but we were having so much fun.
I know, I wouldn't have given up for anything. I'm just saying, you know, ba-boom.
Damn
and
straight.
As of last night, I was back down to 1,566, a fact that I posted from the game to my Facebook account, which gave me an achievement.
Yay.
Not that I am an achievement whore by any means, but if you are, if... Oh, I'm not. No. You don't even want to know what an achievement whore does to get achievements. You don't want to know.
Tricks.
I only have one game in which I have gotten every achievement for it. I do not go through and try
even
to get
the achievement
some of these.
Horror treatment.
You don't understand at all the amount of things that are there. But that was fun to get because that was just kind of cool. I just wanted to, I was like, oh, you can do this? That's interesting. You can send it by Twitter or Facebook. They don't care. They go both ways. Thank you. Hi, I'm here all week. So really, you know, other than that, that's pretty much the geeky week. Because, yeah, we've been watching a lot of stuff, and I've been playing a bunch of video games and reading comics and relaxing. And really, what more to is there in this life?
From Alderaan to Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
Okay.
Okay.
This is not my fault. We do not have the episode for Balticon.
This is why this is not episode 84.
This is why this is not episode 84.
84 is a lost episode.
84.
Bruce, did you kick the power cord out?
Excuse me, didn't do it last time either.
You didn't have to. Well,
no.
Now this, Balticon, crazy busy. It was the first night, and for whatever reason, the machine did not record us. So we have, unless somebody was there filming the entire episode from the audience or randomly recording it for whatever reason, if you happen to have any portion of it whatsoever, please let us know. We'd be happy to see what we could salvage. But There are photos.
Yeah, we can prove that it actually happened.
It happened. There is actual proof of it, but there's nothing audio.
So there's that. So I am truly sorry. But again, this time, absolutely no way, not my fault. The only thing that I brought was the bell. The bell and the thumb drive. That's all I brought.
They said that you don't have to bring anything. You don't have to bring your equipment.
I had my laptop and the cable to plug to their board because they have an Alesis board similar to mine but bigger. But it's the same company, so I knew how that worked. And the tests and all the tests worked fine.
Yes.
Rob did a hell of a job manning levels and stuff. But
he really worked his butt off.
He worked his ass off. Rob was in that room non-freaking stop. Yeah, Rob.
And it wasn't his fault. I mean, stuff happens.
It does. We lost the Dragon Con episode. Trust me, I know things happen.
And they won't hear the angels.
They will not hear the angels, which is truly...
Yeah, we did every girl in the front row of the audience. Now, it was me and Jed and Shay. And, yep. And we all did 206.3 Fun Heck together.
Yeah. And that probably fried the whole system.
Yeah, probably did. It overloaded.
That was it. Yeah.
As far as the rest of it, well, we'll be telling you about that very soon. Other than that,
we'll
be at Dragon Con, I should start calling Balticon, really just to make up to Balticon for all the damn times I've called it Dragon Con. is this my Jude Law thing? The hell?
Adrian Brody thing, yeah.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Flynn, you wanted to know if there was any other good Swamp Thing stories besides the Alan Moore run. Well, I can recommend the one in Neil Gaiman's Midnight Days collection. You had me at Neil Gaiman. though they aren't technically about the Swamp Thing itself. Don't care. You had me, Neil Gaiman. and scholarly as you are, scholarly reader of the TV's Tea Leaves, did you catch the clue in this week's BBC Doctor Who, the one about the dream dude? Amy's Choice, that episode. I think I heard you mention the episode, but my class notes from that day are rather sketchy. When the Doctor realized that the Dreammaker was himself, said something akin to, "There's only one person in the universe who hates me that much." Oh, so juicy. I eagerly await your professional dissertation on this topic, but until all the world's universities are run by the Flinstress, make mine geekradiodaily.com. That's from Craig. I've heard there is a villain that I had kind of... You want to handle the bell for now?
No, it was just echoing a lot.
It does that all the time. You normally sit over there and you don't hear the echo. I hear the echo all the time. I've heard from the Sylvester McCoy run, there's a villain that I had not thought about that it could be. But no, I still think the Doctor himself is the problem this season. But we'll see. Kumquats eating wombats? Seriously. So the girl behind me at work is like an 11.5 on a scale of 1 to 10 on the giggity scale. And she's a little Xbox Live addict, but she thinks I'm insane because I randomly burst out in fits of laughter when listening to GRD. You, sirs and ma'am, calls me to epic fail with yet another member of the female species. Make my GRD until my mail order bride gets delivered. That's from Ryan.
Whoa. Listen, if she is that much of a geek and that hot, turn around and share it.
Listen with her,
yes,
right?
Share.
You can get a dual adapter for your MP3 player.
Get a splitter.
Click. There you go. Listen with you.
You've got some speakers there at work, right?
Or maybe we can do a segment with ways to pick up geeky chicks.
Listen to the show. Let her listen to the show. You can laugh along together. There'll be a little
Because if she
took a moment there,
if she doesn't get it, you can pause and explain.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, and if she's on Xbox
and then
Live,
her over to watch Doctor Who.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Xbox Live, I mean, she's had to play some of the games we've played. She has to have played some of them.
Yeah.
So you know, play those parts.
It's a gateway drug.
Hey. Yeah. Isn't it good though?
It's a harder podcast.
Hey crew, take heart regarding Big Bang Theory. Versus, you know, the laugh track. It is filmed in front of a live audience. Later episodes rely pretty much entirely on the live laughter. The first episode, not so much. Had some extra laughter piped in, or they cued the audience in case the viewer wasn't quite getting the jokes. But come on, how can you give up on a show with a theme song written and performed by the Bare Naked Ladies and had a brilliant string theory joke in its pilot? Well, we didn't. We said we were going to keep going, and as you just learned...
Uh-huh.
We did. Like it. And yes, it definitely is not laugh track past the first little bit, so... Or if it is, it just really, really sounds okay.
Yeah.
So, yep. Nope. Hooked.
Cool. Regarding Lost, I am in complete agreement with you guys about the finale. I also felt like it was the perfect ending for the show. That's the first time I followed one of these iconic, higher-thinking series and felt like I was mostly keeping up with the writers, except for a couple of places. I was beginning to worry that I had completely lost, you don't have to worry about the sounder, the plot, and was going to be caught on the outside looking in, scratching my head again. At the end, I sat there catching my breath and feeling completely satisfied. For everyone who was hung up on the others and Dharma and any other group of people that are left without a resolution, each of these groups were just another group that either found the island and tried to figure out its secrets and failed because they tried to figure it out with science or tried to manipulate it or take advantage of it, or they were brought there by Jacob and found unworthy. It's just that simple. Their stories weren't told, aren't important, because they weren't Jack and the Losties. Then my wife and I only just discovered Castle, so hopefully I'll be able to forget the teasers, almost spoilers, for this season's finale episode. I'd been hearing about it and knew that the amazing awesomeness of Nathan Fillion. I was asked who my hypothetical gay choice would be, and I said unequivocally Nathan Fillion.
Yes.
When I set my wife down to watch it, I told her it was like a cross between Moonlighting and Murder, She Wrote, which is a fair assessment, I suppose.
Okay.
After Moonlighting, I'll give you.
Yeah,
Murder,
definitely
She
Moonlight,
Wrote. Didn't
yeah.
watch that much. Yeah. After the first episode, she agreed but said it was much better than both, and we immediately went on to watch the next four episodes on the DVR. Thank you for another great Sweekly. I have a lot of Doctor Who and some other geeky entertainment to catch up on, so until I have my own DVR TARDIS to catch up on all the TV and movies I want to watch, make mine GRD. That's from Jared. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jared.
Well, I'm glad. Look at there. What'd you call it? It's a gateway drug. Got to remember.
Yeah.
That's your cue.
Yeah.
From now on, whenever I ask you what it is,
it's a gateway drug.
There you go. That's fantastic.
I won't remember that the next time.
Write it down.
Write it down.
Write it down.
Say yourself a note.
Write it down.
Billy Flynn says,
gateway drug.
Says,
uh-huh.
Gateway drug.
Write drug. Faster.
Nice. Okay, there you go. People just heard you write it. That's outstanding.
You can't hear Hello Kitty who's writing around.
And now we've got some voicemails, including the aforementioned hardest working man at cons, Rob.
Hey, this is Rob.
Told you.
Just wanted to call and let you know that I miss Bruce, not meeting Bruce at Pulpicon this year.
Aww.
Thanks for meeting with me and being nice to me this year. I think I was a little more nervous last year. But anyway, it was nice. Pulpicon was great. Thanks for everything. Thanks for letting me read. Just want to let you know that. So until next year, make mine GRD.
And then next year, I guess he'll pick somebody else. But no. That's a great voicemail. The only thing, did it strike you funny, too, when he said, thanks for being nice to me this year, which made it sound like we beat him mercilessly last year or something?
He was our bitch last year.
Rob, go get me some more snacks.
I want cheesy puffs.
Cheesy puffs, Rob. Bring them to me now. Hits.
No, Starry Marvin doesn't mind cheesy puffs.
That was a good time. And mail. We had mail on the episode, and Rob had written a letter. And since he was there, I had Rob read his letter.
Oh, that's good.
Which was a fascinating dissertation of how every episode of 24 is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Season.
Season? Every season finale. Yeah. Wow. It was. Damn it. Those were good times. Moving on.
Hey, guys. This is Indigo, like the new voicemail intro message thing. Calling because Sunday, last day of EurosCon, and I had a great time. It was a great convention. Obviously not as big as some of the ones like DragonCon, which I hope to go to in the future, but I met a lot of great authors and artists. I got stuff signed, got some art, some figures. Of all the people I met, I was really happily surprised that I think the nicest I met was Joel Watson, who is the author and creator of Hijinks Ensue.
Incredibly
and
funny site.
Just had a great time talking to him, meeting him. He really is a funny guy, and it was great getting to just see a bunch of people, and cons are again a great place. It was a great time, and I'd recommend it. I did not get to see the vicar, though. He seemed to elude us. There wasn't really any cell reception, so the doctor could not get into contact with him. But other than that, great time. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, thanks Heroes for calling Con, right? in. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, see, even if you had cell phone reception, you wouldn't have reached him because apparently the vicar who told none of us that he was going went for one day. He was there Saturday only. In fact, he got back Saturday, so he wouldn't
I think he went Friday and was there all day Saturday.
Yeah, there. Well, not all day.
Well, yeah.
I guess planning. That's what other people do. I'm glad you had a good time. The folks over at Hijinks Ensue, incredibly funny comic.
I've read
which
that.
Found a ton of popularity thanks to their fantastic Team Edward shirt.
Yes.
Comic that they did.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
That was brilliant. And Jabba wants to check in.
Holy crap, I almost spit my beer out. I didn't know you guys had a real message. Like, that really threw me off my game. Hold on. What are they going to call for?
Oh, yeah.
Red Dead, you know, this is why one needs to keep up to date with your geek radio goodness, because when you fall behind, like, I wasn't aware of the Red Dead Redemption movie, so you need to talk about that and say how good it was or how good it wasn't. Because I think Red Dead Redemption, in my opinion, has been the best video game since Batman,
yes.
By the way, that I've played. It's incredible. I love it.
So you've been playing it.
It's nice. One of those games where I don't know why somebody wouldn't like it. I think the Western genre is so underlooked for video games. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's why it's so good, just because it isn't run Could ragged.
Be. You but, have to be good man, to be good produced.
Definitely put it on your queue if you haven't tried it.
Well, absolutely will. I've heard tons of good things about it, and I do want to play it, but you know, right now I've got Blur. In fact, I've got something that came in from Gamefly that I haven't even touched because I've been playing Blur. I love that game, man.
So what'd you get in?
Dante's Inferno, I think.
Okay.
Dante's Inferno, yeah. So Red Dead Redemption, huh?
Red Dead Redemption is good. I actually wrote a piece on it for the Nerd Signal.
Wow, that would have been something really cool to talk about.
I forgot.
See, that's why we have this free form, because we can come back to it.
You watched the video from it, and I was like, ooh, I actually really want to play that.
Yeah,
it's good.
The movie he's talking about, Fox aired it. It's a little 30-minute, they call it a movie, but apparently it's supposed to be basically just like a big tech demo of it, if you will.
Oh, okay.
But it's directed by some actual, like, real director guy whose name I cannot remember at the moment. I would like to see it, but then again, I do just want to play the game, so.
Yeah. I'd like to check it out.
It's essentially GTA with horses.
Yeah.
Can you play online with other people?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
I've done that. I actually play with...
So if I get it, can we be in a gang? You want to be in a gang with me? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Do you have PS3?
No, I have a real system. I have an Xbox.
Well, then we can't play together because I have PS3.
And see, I'm tired of that. Shouldn't someone come up with that if we have the same game? I don't care if we're on different systems.
It is a disadvantage. That's just... Two friends that have different systems can't play together. It's really, really, it really does suck.
Can't we all just get along?
Please, brothers.
Can't we all just play together?
So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's Podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send us a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
I'm sorry, what is that?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
I'm loving this one more time.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
You don't look good.
I don't?
Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong! You're silky boy!
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time. And reaping burns a lot of calories.
Okay, today's Fit Club segment, we're going to be talking about back pain. Almost everybody in America has had back pain at one time or another. I mean, real, real serious back pain. What are you looking
at? You never sell your segment, dude. GRD, I'll give you that the weight. You don't like that? You don't like that slogan?
It's okay, I'll do it at the end.
Okay,
all right. One out of every three people that actually go to the doctor for back pain is gets an X-ray or an MRI or some other ultrasound. You know, gets an ultrasound or some other scan. Most of those scans come back inconclusive. Seriously.
Thanks,
Doc.
Radiation for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what happens. These people have to pay a $300, copay.
Oh my God, is this actually what you're going to talk about?
No.
Oh, okay.
But no.
Damn.
But it's part of it, too.
Let him talk.
People that actually have to get these X-rays, and they do want to do the diagnostic tools, and nothing comes back. They actually did a recent study about back pain. This is why I'm talking about this. 90% of the people, the best cure for back pain is time. the pain will simply go away. Mind you, 10% of the people have real medical issues, and it has to, you know, it gets checked out. But these are the same people that actually get the x-rays and the MRIs, and they find something. There's something you can do for back pain. You strengthen up your core muscles. You can do this beforehand. You can do this after your injury, after you've healed up, and also, you know, stretching exercises, keeping the muscles loose and keeping the muscles toned, or, you know, and strong, helps out with low back pain.
Everybody, so Dance Revolution would help.
Dance Dance Revolution will help as long as you're wearing the proper shoes, because mm-hmm. impact will hurt your back.
Yes.
Everybody, you've all had back pain, low back pain problems, right?
Sure.
All the time.
Okay.
You sounded like you enjoyed it.
All the time.
Yeah.
I love that low
and
back
what,
pain.
What was the most important thing
gotten
to for you? To get over that back pain? It was time, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Little bit of, you know, a little muscle rub or whatever on your back to make the stretches. Loosen things up, stretches out, and then, yeah, time. It's the
I
best thing for
bed.
You.
I want a new bed. I have to pay off my LASIK, but once we pay off LASIK, I really want the Tempur-Pedic bed.
Okay.
Because I heard that's supposed to be really good for your back. No?
It depends
looks
on...
looks like it on TV.
Well, some people... But some people, you talk about the adjustable one?
No, not the sleep number bed, the one, the foam from space.
Okay. There's a sleep number bed.
My dad has, what does my dad have?
I don't know.
Best night's sleep ever, though, really. It's one of those $4,000 beds. So whatever mm-hmm. one that one is, that's the one I want.
Yeah. To a certain point, I mean, the more expensive the bed, it's going to be better for your back. However, you know, $4,000, you really don't have to spend
it
for a bed.
It might not quite be that. But, yeah. but you know what I mean? I want the Tempur-Pedic. Yeah.
Okay, well, check it out first, try it out somewhere first, and then see if it's actually going to be better for you, because some people don't adjust well to softer beds or harder beds. It's just that's the way they do. Because I've been asked that question before, which is better for your back, a hard bed or a soft bed? It's like, whatever you're more comfortable in.
So what about the adjustable ones, like the ones where you can change
but
that, it?
That's one you can change. You can find out exactly if you wanted a soft bed or a hard bed. And sometimes people just want a little bit different, a little bit of a change. For, you know, it's like, okay, my back is really, really sore. I feel better on a more firm mattress, and that's how they can adjust it.
Sheldon would have a different setting for like Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Probably, yeah.
The one for Tuesdays and Thursdays.
But so, yeah.
Depending on what he has for dinner.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yes, that's the Fit Club for this week. It's all the geek without the weight.
Wow, and you could, you know, come ask questions and stuff,
yeah,
a whole
exactly.
forum, you know, a whole section of the forums
exactly.
over at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Exactly.
You can come to ask questions. So I'll be the patter guy, is what you're saying.
You do that.
Outstanding.
That's what you're good at.
So, I've got to have some kind of skill. GRD Weekly, yes, it is episode 85, and we will be talking about Balticon coming up in just a moment. But first, I'm going to play you a commercial. And I'm saying this now, and I'm previewing this because I want you to know you need to go to this website. There are $5 shirts. This place is going out of business. It's making me incredibly sad.
Yes,
you need
is.
To go and get oh. it and find it. Get a piece of the love, because we really wouldn't exist without them. There would not be any of this without them at all. So we'll be right back. And damn it, we're going to miss you.
Miss you, Kingfish.
Yes, indeed. GRD Sweetly. Everybody loaded Kingfish.
Get your geek on in a Geek Label t-shirt. Shirts for gamers, geeks, and tech heads. If you like games, movies, computers, or comics, we've got your new t-shirt waiting for you. Let Geek Label change your life. You can go from...
oh, hell no.
To...
oh, hell yeah.
In the blink of a t-shirt. And the best part, every design is available in all kinds of silky, smooth colors and shirt styles. Short and long sleeve tees. And for the ladies, ooh. Ringers, raglans, ladies tees, even spaghetti strap tees. Feel fly, walk tall, be irresistible to the opposite sex. Died, even we can't do all that. Hundreds of designs and they're all off the hook, yo. You pick the style, you pick the color, we do the rest. Cause that's how we roll. Get your geek on at Geek Label. That's one word, geeklabel.com.
This is Christiana Ellis, and you're listening to the Crazy Cats at Geek Radio Daily.
Warning, if you're sitting in the back, I'll have to adjust the volume. We were hurting teeth before.
Ouch.
Giggity.
All right.
We didn't have time to think of an intro. It's GRD Weekly. Ooh, and the music happens. Look at that. We're at Balticon, baby. What?
Audience.
Has it been a year already? Crazy. Crazy times. Crazy times. So, everyone enjoying themselves so far?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for showing up. This, of course, is GRD Weekly. It's part of Geek Radio Daily. Look at there, the man, the myth, the legend, smiling at us from the back of the room. You love a dramatic entrance, don't you, Eva? There you go. Had to bring the beer. Got to see that.
Dun, dun, dun.
We are normally a Monday through Friday 15-minute podcast that takes far too much time and effort to do, so every now and again we sit down and relax for a while and just chat. chat amongst friends. And today I brought with me, of course, the one and only Flintstress.
You think you can rhyme, man? Your flow is amateur. I'm a nerd. I can smoke you in iambic pentameter.
Damn, girl.
Yeah.
Say it.
We do have demand.
We do have special guests with us. I'd be careful because we do have podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Watch out. He's probably on his fourth tranquilizer by now.
Oh, yeah.
The one and only PG Holyfield.
Hey, you're the second Patrick I know that doesn't wear pants.
I was thinking of you. Absolutely. And I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man. Pandora doesn't go back in the box. She only comes out.
Damn right.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
GRD Sweekly. It is episode 85. What better way to wrap up with Balticon? Okay, so I lied. There's 3 minutes of audio. For whatever reason, there's 3 minutes and the machine stopped. The machine stopped recording.
It was laughing so hard, it blew a circuit.
Absolutely.
We'll go with that one.
Sure. So
we overloaded the funny.
Something like that.
3 minutes into it.
Oh, but yeah, it was a good time. And
all I could do. It had to finish.
Thank you, Jet.
Huh. Okay. I have no idea where to go from there. So
down.
Well, I mean, we should start with that. You know, we were recording at like 9 o'clock on Friday.
Friday night,
so
first
we just,
night.
You know, got there, got settled, dropped our stuff off.
We were basically the kickoff party, if you will.
Yeah, we were
for Baltica.
Great turnout, and you know, if you see any of the pictures, I haven't put any up in the forums yet, but there's pictures all over Facebook and everything. And if you see any of the pictures, you can see like pictures of us sitting at the table, and then you can see the mirror reflecting the audience. And there's tons of people there, so it was really, really, really cool.
And there's also the ones that I really, really like is there's a couple of pictures of people just laughing uproariously, and it did my heart good to see those pictures, especially since most of the
there's no audio
there. What we have
three minutes.
There's only 52 minutes missing. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be one of those magical moments that only exists in those people's.
This is
minds.
Why you have to come to cons to see us, because
exactly.
Apparently God hates us and always erases what we do live.
Yeah, they don't like us at cons. They really, really don't. That's okay. Come to Dragon Con. You probably see that episode's going to be the only time you hear that episode,
well,
too.
Safeguards will be in place.
I figure we only lose one a year at this rate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank
true.
God.
So next year, I'm guessing it's somewhere around
Raven?
107 is what I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm just
we'll
saying
lose Raven next year.
Okay. Raven next. Might as well. It'll even things out. So yeah, we did the show. We had a fantastic time. There were tons of folks there. You know, President Roosevelt was there. Always.
Really?
Well, you know, Evo was there.
Oh.
Made his little late entrance, as you heard there, bringing alcoholic beverages, which is good.
It's always good.
Rob was there running the show, and it looked like everything was running fine, and that was cool. And then we went and did other things. Where'd we go
next?
Well,
also that night, Chooch and Viv had an episode of Into the Blender.
That's
and
right.
And part of that one. Did you catch that one, Chet?
Yeah, okay. I was there.
And they're super fun. They had, who do they have on? They had it just says the two of them on the paper, but there were other people there.
There were other people
there. I can't think of who it was.
I see, because it all kind of blends together after
it
a
does.
While.
But the new media track in general, it was not a super big room. It was a good size room, but it was packed. Like every single reading, every single live episode of a podcast, anything that was in that room was like standing room only pretty much the entire time.
Yes, indeed. We bring the crowds.
Yeah. God, we bring the funny. Yeah.
There's tons of talented folk, you know, on the new
there
media.
There was a
good
lot in there.
God,
yeah.
The things we saw. I mean, because I can just tell you what I remember. If you want to go day by day and try to go down that list, you tell me, however y'all want to work it.
Go ahead. Well, hit the highlights.
Well, I loved Smar's panel, Smar and Jared's panel, where...
The Truth About the Universe.
Truth About the Universe, where...
I missed that one.
A PowerPoint presentation was created, not by them, and they never saw it. And as
it was created by J.R. Blackwell and Sci-Fi Laura. They were talking, you know, BSing at a bar, and they were like, haha, you think you... Because... Jared and Smar could BS about anything. I mean, anything. So they just put these random.
So they explained the truth about the universe as this PowerPoint slideshow presentation is going.
So they had no clue.
Nazi Spock. has a lot to do
with the whole universe.
Evil of the entire
and Jesus
universe.
Has been reincarnated many times as cats.
Yes, many, yes. Many times as cats.
But they sell it. You know how people just can say stuff with a straight face and you'd be like, all right, sure.
This is a whose line is it anyway presentation?
Yeah, basically,
very
yeah.
much so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That was their presentation
that was on
topic
Sunday, but
was,
yeah, that was
the
fun.
Truth about the universe, and that's what they had to go with was something they never saw. So, yeah. It was fantastic.
That's first rate right there.
Tons of good readings. The drunken comic book monkeys had a fantastic reading.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Oh my God, they tell funny stories.
I also had some good ones on here. We had Herding Cats, which was talking about like
herding, not hurting. Well, herding.
And that's why I left very quickly into the battle.
Yeah, because oh, we're not stopping. I'm shy.
No. But it was about like trying to do a big podcast, like doing a Mr. Adventure Live or doing you know, one of these huge audio stories like Murder at Avalon Hill and like a full cast kind of recording. And that was just kind of interesting, you know.
Because because the difference between like, you know, a live one versus people sending you the different parts in, it's just nightmares on both sides. Just headaches galore either way you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, yeah.
And that was the same time that you also had a podcasting science panel.
Yes, where we talk. I was the penny on the panel of
okay. I like science.
You're so cute.
Well, I mean, you know, the way I explained my presence on there was, a lot of times in the show we talk about stories like the one I just saw that I posted on the Facebook site, which you should go by and like the page because it's cool, where there's like an asteroid the size of Jupiter that's going to be near the Earth at the end of this month. There's all kinds of just crazy science stories that regular mainstream media, they're too busy bickering about who's on Dancing with the Stars and really shit. That you never hear about this stuff. And I, you know, as you know, when I was a kid, wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to go into space, and space fascinates me.
Yes.
And I was on a panel with a bunch of very talented, very brilliant people who actually get to do space stuff for a living, and that's awesome.
So you brought the humor to that one.
Yeah, I had to crack the jokes now and again. We did have to make the deep impact joke. Someone in the audience did, and oddly enough, I was wearing a deep impact button that I picked up at the con the day before.
There you go.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
The universe speaks to you.
You were foreshadowing. You knew it had.
Absolutely. Who all was on? I don't even remember who all was in that panel.
That one.
It was Sci-Fi Laura, and it was
Bill DeSmet.
Yes.
Laura, Sci-Fi Laura, you already said that.
I did.
Julie Linetta.
Julie was.
And Pamela Gay.
Yes.
Who does the astronomy cast.
And that's a good cast. It's a good cast. Good times there.
And then you.
And then me.
Yeah.
One of these kids
is not like the other one. Yeah.
And the rest.
So I was like, we're the Today Show of podcasting, so every now and again they do a cooking segment. We tell you about the cool stuff going on in space.
Matt Lauer can suck it.
Right, you can. Anybody?
When your other panel that you were on, you want to talk about that while we're talking about your panels?
The cryptids?
Cryptozoology 101.
Cryptozoology 101.
Another one that you're like,
wheedle your way onto that.
I have no idea why I was on that.
So cryptozoology.
None of the people who were on that panel knew why they were on that panel.
Except for Norm Sherman, the moderator. Norm Sherman, the moderator, actually has a background in something with cryptozoology.
And Grail Wolf was on the panel.
And MA and PA.
And here's the funny thing. She got on the panel. And she was like, oh, well, that's cool because, you know, I actually have a degree in this kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, you do? So
They didn't know.
And she got on the panel. As I said at the panel, I was on the show. I was on that panel because I saw every episode of In Search Of.
There you go.
Because you do a regular podcast show with a Yeti.
Yeah.
Hey. This is not completely silver yet, okay? It's not a Yeti. I'm still a Sasquatch. Thank you very much.
He's working on it. Okay.
Right, whatever. Okay.
But that was a good time.
That was a fun panel,
It was
though.
A very fun panel because, we talked about, the prevalent one, everyone knows is Bigfoot and Sasquatch and Yeti and those kind of things. Yeah. But, we have some
I have to find my picture. I drew a picture of the Mongolian
death worm.
Mongolian death worm.
Which is a real thing, but it's not as cool as you would think it is. Yeah. But it does some really weird, weird things.
Well, El Chupacabra?
We talked about that. We even brought up Wolfen. We brought up whether or not that there were like cryptids still out there, but they've sort of started to blend in mimic style, so we don't know that they're with us.
Jackalopes?
Oh, yeah. The Mongolian death worm spits acid and farts lightning.
Farts lightning. It farts lightning. You can't make this stuff up.
And be careful if you go to Mongolia because it's attracted to the color yellow. So don't wear yellow.
Don't wear yellow in Mongolia.
Oh my God,
that's the kind of stuff you need to know.
Yeah, no kidding. Next time I'm in Mongolia, it's Crips or Bloods, not yellow.
So we had a very good time with that panel. None of us had the slightest idea of what we were doing, and we went with it, and actually gave a little quiz at the end.
So, oh, cool!
For the audience to see if you were paying attention, because you might learn something if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Jet, what were some of your favorite panels?
I managed to keep all my schedule on my phone, so I can go back and look and remember.
Aww.
So and I
went low tech. I got my paper.
That's fine. I went and saw GRD, and I saw Indie Blender. I liked it. I had a really good time.
Awesome.
You've got to say that because Billy's sitting right here.
And I'm on it for another time, so.
It's true.
I got to participate, which my goal for this con was to be either sitting in front of and yelling out loud things on recordings or be actually like up against the mic. So
I like pudding.
It wasn't that bad. So I was on
I love lamp.
I like socks. So
socks talk to me.
GRD and Into the Blender. And then in the morning on Saturday, we had a DS breakfast, which is the Nintendo DS.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm glad you explained that really quickly. It's like, DS breakfast? Really?
Yeah.
Smells like peanut action.
So a group of us just claimed a table in the gaming hall and partied it up. And then Saturday was
With two screens.
PG Holyfield, Patrick McLean, and Nathan Lowell's book launch.
Yeah, party. That was a good time.
I was going to get to that one. Yeah, that one's fun.
And what was the really cool part about that?
They all read each other's stories.
They read each other's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's excellent.
And it was not recorded. Will never hear it again.
Well, you know, even if it was recorded, you still might never hear it again.
I had already bought Murder at Avedon Hill, but I went and bought Nathan Lowell's book, Quarter Share, and
because Patrick McLean sold Nathan Lowell's Quarter Share, didn't
right,
he?
Right, he did.
He sold
I bought
that
it
book.
Because of Patrick McLean's reading, and I bought Patrick's book too, which is Stories I've Told Myself. I haven't had a chance to read any of them yet, but I'll talk in a second. I bought like 12 books.
Well, I need to take a book with me because, you know, I do have a couple more days off of school. I should read something.
Yep.
Yeah, like you're actually going to put that in the Blur controller for that.
Well, if I'm at work,
if he's at work, I can't play Blur at work.
I can't play Blur at work, dude.
You can't forget it at work?
Not really. Not to get the precise
control.
What
else you got as far as panels, Jit?
There was something in the Derby. I've forgotten what that was. Girls Rules Live was recorded.
That was a great one.
Uh-huh. I got to sit on the floor for that.
Because apparently you weren't that good enough for that one.
She got there late.
She got there late. Oh, okay.
I got there right as they were hitting the record. So I dove onto the floor in front of the table.
And they only had so many seats back there. But that was...
Emma and I weren't on the panel for the show, even though we're the two of the three that are regulars
on the show,
for the show.
Uh-huh.
And so... We just had to sit out for this time, which is fine. Neither of us cared.
But it was Pip Ballantyne and J.R. Blackwell, obviously Vivian Muse, and Christiana Ellis and Mara Lafferty.
Mm-hmm. And it was very nice. It was very awesome.
Nice panel there.
Brand had a reading, and on Monday there was a voice acting mini workshop that I went to.
Didn't stay for that.
Brand was the zombie story, right?
Really liked that.
Oh my God, Brand Gamble's zombie
really
story.
Nice story.
The cure is worse than the disease.
Yes,
mm-hmm. He is editing. There was a copy. He still needed to go back and edit that he read to us. But when that gets published in whatever form it is, oh my God, that's a great.
You kind of get to thinking that every story that could be told in kind of a zombie world has been told, and he took it a different way, something completely unique. I was hooked.
He had me thinking that I knew where he was going, and I was wrong. Where he went was much better than where I thought he was going.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
So yeah, that was a damn fine time. I forget what his book was that he was there for, but he read us that, and
that's
that was
Tumblr.
Tumblr, right. All I could remember was that zombie story because it blew me away. It was just, it just literally blew me away. I was fascinated by that.
Yeah, nice. So we'll be picking up his stuff. I also had on my list, I got part of I Should Be Writing, Mirza. Podcast, and she had Gail Kerrigan on the show, and Kerrigan. I'm looking at this very small print, and that was pretty funny. I know, but it's really small. I was trying to save paper, so when I printed the Balticon thing, it's like I made
you
it really,
use
really
all
small.
Eight pages on one little post-it note.
I know it's Kerrigan too, but anyway, and that was pretty funny. That was definitely a good one. And then she had somebody who had written a theme song for the show, and that was really pretty cool. So if you're a fan of that show, definitely check out that episode. And
should we dance to that one too?
No,
dancing.
Well, did the chair dance?
There was dancing.
Okay.
But I don't know if we're ready to talk about dancing yet. So.
Okay.
And then there was one. I don't remember what it was called. I'm looking for it. It was one about
describe it.
Tea. When we had tea, you were there
tea
for that
in the
one.
Flying City?
Yeah, Tea in the Flying City. And okay.
So tea was. I saw tea in a bunch of panels.
Not tea, Morris. Tea as in
the
like
drink.
Something.
Well, I didn't get that's what you were going for. You're like tea, and I'm like, okay, what panels did I see tea on? Let me think.
Two teas in a cup. What that?
No.
Ew.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay. What?
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, the visual alone is killing him.
So yeah, taking
control
the flying
off, on my brain. Yeah. So this is Jared Axelrod's new podcast, Fables of the Flying City. It's steampunk, but it's on this like elevated city, and it's really, really cool. I really liked the story. I like his sense of humor. He was cracking me up the entire time, and it's a new story, and it's actually a prequel because in 2011 he's going to have he's already got a deal for a graphic novel.
Ah.
So all of the stuff that's in the podcast is going to be a prequel to that story. So there's three episodes out now. The third one just got released, I think, today. And yeah, definitely if you're into steampunk at all, check that out. There was a lot of good kind of steampunk.
There was a lot
costuming.
I check out the pictures from the Flickr feed, and it's like, good lord, there's a lot of steampunk going on there.
And the people who did really, really went all out. Oh, we did. I don't know if this really counts as a panel, but the sci-fi prom.
That's
sci-fi
what I was talking about.
Wait, I didn't say next? Anything okay. about that for save that.
Did
for
we
last.
Hit all the other like panels? I think. I've got all the ones on my list.
Because that was a good geeky time. What was, we went to a steampunk panel the last day. On Monday.
Oh yeah, what's steamy in new media?
Yeah,
right.
There you go. But the prom was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Prom was a good time.
Do tell.
It was in the smallest room possible.
They actually told us.
Yeah,
it was larger than the last room we were in last year.
Wow, really?
Yes.
So in other words, they were in a broom closet last year.
But once everyone got in there, I was clever enough, and those of you that that know me, you got to find the spot that I found, which had the air conditioning blowing right.
Oh yeah,
on
I definitely
you.
Camped out right. Oh there, yeah, the yeah. air conditioning.
But it was fantastic. You know, everyone came dressed.
Viv and Chooch.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Worked hard. Had a ton of great food.
Decorations.
Food, they went all out. It was
amazing.
DJ T. Morris,
yeah,
back there spitting stuff with
Sans bunny ears this time.
I know, right? What's up with that? And of course,
it's hard to go steampunk with bunny ears.
Every, he had a nice hat.
Every prom has a backdrop for you to stand in front of your picture.
I saw
Stargate,
yeah, I saw the pictures, yeah.
And, that was cool. That
and
was
our refreshments, done. Our punch was in the True Blood little punch dispenser thing, so.
And they did a costume contest, and the queen was Helen Madden, you know, Helen from she's at RavenCon.
Yes, I believe I know
and she
her.
Was
she
Gina.
Does Heat Flash Erotica.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And then Dave Schuster, is that right? Did I get that right? He was the...
Slusher,
thank you.
Mexican wrestler
Mexican
is all
wrestler.
I could say.
Yeah. Yes.
He was a Mexican wrestler.
Okay.
So it made a very interesting King and Queen prom picture. P.G. Holyfield, by the way, runner-up for his steampunk sheriff, which was a
Western steampunk. Yeah, that was definitely really nice. And T and Pip's steampunk costumes were also extraordinary. The people who went steampunk really went kind of all out and really had a lot of detail. Shay had this amazing, you know, corset, and she had made her skirt, and she had some good costuming, too.
We had a lot of fun while we were there. Some of us, after we had been there for a bit, decided, what's a better thing to do than sit around and play some Russian roulette with friends?
With a Nerf.
Someone had a Nerf gun, so we had one Nerf dart in it. So if you could imagine.
The Maverick, right?
There's a steampunk. There's me as like a lounge singing demon.
You were kind of, what's the name from Angel?
Trying to say lore?
Yes.
It's kind of lore from Angel. Doctor Who. It was a very eclectic group of people that were playing. Yeah.
With the Maverick, right? Which is the popular Nerf steampunk gun.
Yeah, there was it was like a Gatling dart gun.
Yeah, yeah, with the six chambers and the one. It's uh-huh. Yeah.
The one bullet. Yeah,
The first part of that video, the video that D-Dog recorded, is up on YouTube.
Oh my God, there's video of that?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, there's video.
I did not know that.
Panic!
D-Dog recorded video, several pieces, and the first part is up, and I'm certain it's searchable, but...
Okay.
It was very nicely done, and you have to watch it all the way to the end, because it's hilarious.
It's what?
No, it's hilarious. It
no,
is.
No, no, you have to say it the other way.
Hilarious.
it was a damn fine time, and I don't really like it myself, but I understand the cheesecake was fantastic.
She makes Viv makes the best cheesecakes in the universe,
really?
Hands down.
Better than professional cheesecakeries, you know, like the Cheesecake
She's actually been told to open a shop and do like cheesecakes for weddings.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, like amazing. All the different kinds of toppings.
Chocolates and caramels.
She's having a cheesecake-gasm here.
Yeah.
I also want to, you know, have to say thank you to all the hard-working folks for Balticon, because anytime, day or night, you were at that con suite, baby. Good stuff always at the con suite.
Good.
They did a pretty good job this year.
Peanut butter marshmallow sandwich. Oh, that's good stuff, man. You know it is.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me I'm wrong. That's, you had never had one before?
No.
That's crazy.
Peanut butter and marshmallow fluff?
Yeah. See, that's... How do, yeah, right? Denied. What it
I had a bite at Balticon.
And it's fantastic.
Yep.
Good stuff. There was, we of course had the art room with, mm-hmm. with just some amazing, you know, there's, they're getting more into like, you know, doing like little models and stuff too, which I liked seeing just the different things that are there. We had the dealer room, of course, was fantastic.
Yeah, I was going to go get your thing, but it's over there.
It is over there. It's over there. I bought a piece to go with my... I'm buying bits and pieces here and there to go with...
Steampunk.
It's a steampunk cuff, yeah.
Cool. Oh, we've been looking online, too. So maybe by Dragon Con, we'll have something
Have something halfway we'll decent. Because, yeah, we'll see. Because it's fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Anything else? What else is fun? Because there was all kinds of, you know, random parties.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got steadily, progressively better as the... I mean, Friday nights was pretty fun. I mean, it definitely got a little torn up on Friday night. But then Saturday was better, and Sunday was really fun, too. We went to like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I kept staying up later and later, and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
That was a good time, Sunday, there. Yeah, wow, we did talk about that. Hey, what was your first temp job?
What?
Huh?
Your first temp job.
Oh, no, it wasn't a temp job. Oh. It was part-time.
Part-time, that's what it was.
My first part-time job, aside from working with my father, was a janitor.
Okay.
Awesome. You'd be the cutest janitor ever. You know, janitors are not usually cute.
And the 40-year-old virgin, when he hires, like, you know, the hot chick to help move stuff from the warehouse. Yeah. Picture a janitor. Okay, Jet's a janitor.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
All right.
That's
maybe on
awesome.
Maybe on Fox as a sitcom.
It was a shoe salesperson. What was your first job? The Bruce?
McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've never worked in food service.
I never do.
Yeah.
Never.
I don't. I'm gonna try and keep out of
it. Damn right.
I'm refusing to go back to that. It's like, oh, McDonald's is hiring.
So that's why, again, you know, thank you to the hardworking people in the con suite, because I've worked food and I know how much that sucks.
It does.
Wow. So she's pulling out the bags because, yeah, we bought one or two books.
Lots of books.
One or two.
You know, the nice thing about
12.
Buying the books at the con is that you can get the author to sign it. And I do have, I have my own autographed copy of Murder at Avedon Hill, and I have one made out to a lucky GRD winner.
Ooh.
So... God, I still haven't thought of a good like contest idea. Maybe I'll wait until next week.
There you go. Teasing.
Foreshadowing.
But, you know, listen to the show and listen. I'll just say listen really, really carefully next week, and I will have some kind of contest developed where you can win an autographed copy of Murder at Avedon Hill.
Can I play?
No.
Damn.
Can
you're
I
an
play?
Employee.
I get paid?
You're an employee right now. No. You're an employee the same way the Peace Corps or
that sucks all the way around.
Greenpeace. I also picked up Her Side, which is a collaboration from Mer Lafferty and J.R. Blackwell. And it's kind of disturbing. It's about a teenager, but it's not for teenagers. It's definitely a really kind of interesting story that I picked up. Let's be kind of quick about this. I got Podthology, which is like a compilation of short stories from authors who are popular podcasters. Phil Rossi, Scott Sigler, Jared Axelrod, T. Morris, a bunch of different people are, you know, contributed to this. So I picked that up as well. This is not part of this. I got
okay.
in there.
That was a porno?
Because I lent that to somebody. No.
It was her erotica novel.
No, that was
going to read
signed
that later.
By Rachel Kane, but no, that's one of the Morganville Vampire series. Okay, I had just gotten it back from Jay. I had lent it to her. Whatever. I got Moravi finally, signed by T. Morris. So that Roach Killer, it's a heavy sucker.
It is.
But I'll get on that at some point.
Roach Killer.
Picked up Chasing the Bard, Philippa Valentine, but like I said, I'm going to listen to it first and then maybe read it.
Possibly.
And Digital Magic from her as well. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you're here and you can sign everything, just I'll just go ahead and pick up everything. So did that. Let's see what else
bag
I got
bag two.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got Stories I Told Myself by Patrick McLean,
nice.
Which I didn't actually get him to sign it. I randomly bought this from him Sunday night at the party. He was carrying a box mm-hmm. of them out from somewhere, and I'm like, I need your book. He was like, here you go. And so I didn't have a pen or anything, but I'll get him to sign that.
Yeah,
at some
Patrick,
you
owe us a signature. Yeah.
Yeah, there's my. Is this the one for the GRD?
It doesn't matter because you're not giving it away right now.
Okay, whatever. And then I got Quarter Share from Nathan Lowell.
If you like coffee. You'll
and I picked
share.
Up Scary Tales of Scariness, which is the drunken comic book monkeys. These are the guys we heard them. We've actually met them.
Yeah,
it was Balticon
last
year.
We've met Balticon before.
Yeah, we're big fans of them, and they're really, really funny guys. Fun to hang out with. It's the drunken comic book monkeys. So I'll put a link in the show notes. But yeah, big old stack of books.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe I'll give you a link, and you can put the link
in
the show.
How about you put them over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com? That's an idea.
I can make a thread, books from Balticon.
There you go. Because there is a literature section there and everything.
Yeah, they have books and stuff.
Yeah. Talk literature. All about it.
Literature.
So I guess the big question is, why weren't you there?
I don't have the money for it. I don't have a flipping job.
Come on. Aww. Come on, dude. You crash on people's floors and tell them that you're a celebrity and get invited as a guest or something.
Yeah, maybe next
he
year.
He only knows us, though. That would have meant he would have been on our floor.
Yeah, no, exactly.
No, no.
Yeah,
no,
that's no.
No, he
that's
knows other people. He knows other people.
You can sleep in the closet.
Yeah.
Do you, standing up.
Are you in the maybe. Closet, Bruce?
Yeah, right. No.
Then I pull out my gun.
What?
South Park. South Park thing. You should know that.
I don't think I fit in a closet, sleeping, standing, any damned way whatsoever.
You don't bend?
Only in certain ways.
Wow. So do we have any closing thoughts on Balticon before we completely derail
this?
Yes,
if you have a closet that I can stay in, make sure it's big enough for next year.
Wow.
All right. Jet?
Nope.
Yeah. No one?
I had a lot of fun, and it was really great to meet people that I knew. It's kind of like you think of all these different groups of friends that you have. You have like your local friends. You have your friends from work. And it's just kind of like internet, podcasting, author,
community.
You have
people you've only ever listened to.
Right.
Who are sort of your friends because you listen to them all the time.
Right. Yeah. And you met them at different cons. It was like summer camp. It was like the official kickoff to the summer. It was so much fun. I definitely went through withdrawal afterwards. I was like, I miss everybody.
I wanted to go down and hang out with,
Just like hop around, go to North Carolina.
Where's Evo? Where's Donna? Everyone, I should turn around and see everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I really should.
Yeah, so it was way, way, way crazy fun, crammed into three wonderful, glorious days, and I can't wait for next year.
And whoever picked up all the cards at all the places that I put them, thanks for at least making me feel like that people are like, oh, yeah.
Yay!
No, but every time you put out a stack of cards and we would go by later and they wouldn't be there. So if you're a brand new listener to Geek Radio Daily,
thanks for being here.
Yeah, really.
And
I'm the other guy.
We'll try to be funny next time.
This is the guy who wasn't there.
I'm the guy that wasn't there. I'm never the guy that's there.
Well, you know.
Or the guy
that's
never there.
That's what she said, huh?
All right. Oh, God, no.
And on that note, thank you for stopping by GRD's Weekly. This was episode 85, our look back at Balticon. And next year just can't come fast enough. GRD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Drop by the Facebook page and like it, won't you please? It's fun. And come hang out with us at the site at geekradiodaily.com. And hey, why not drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn the Bruce?
Flintress.
I'm sorry, I'm looking. There's four people here at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, in the voicemail, too.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
I'm sorry, it's what now?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Send them home.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Later.
I can't tell him this is boring or awesome.
What do you think?
It stinks.
Church up, space ponies! I'm making gravy without the lumps!
So we are here gathered around at Balticon. It's fantastic. It's great to be here. And thank you so much for being here. It's so nice to have people in a room. And not just this isn't an app, an audience app, right?
This is actual people.
Cool. That's fantastic.
So on the count of three, since we don't know a lot of you, just on the count of three, say your name. Ready?
Please.
One, two, three.
Thank you all.
Did you catch that?
Yes. I will be sending you each individual notes later. Yes.
I'm just glad Nina was here today, for the show.
So normally at this point we talk about what we've done geekified over the week, but you and I did a show just like a couple of days ago.
Yeah, like yesterday.
So hey, we have guests.
Make them start. Make them
exactly.
go first.
Exactly. Who would you like to have go first?
PG.
Who would you want to put on the spot?
PG.
What's
He's a bigger star.
Geeky.
Wow.
I've been playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption.
Don't be afraid of the microphone. You know you love your
scary.
Voice.
It's scary.
Especially with that
well,
sexy
it was booming
voice.
About 5 minutes ago.
That's, so. Well, you were at that microphone, weren't you?
That's true.
Yeah, put me on the loud mic. That's always smart.
That was so not smart.
Been playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption on the PS3. I had Patrick McLean, author, come over the other night to play and show him around. Ooh. And he grabbed the controller.
Correct.
And the controller. And
whatever
the
you
controller,
call it.
That was air quotes.
It's a guy thing.
And within 5 minutes, he had shot my horse, killed half of the ranch hands of... the ranch that's helping me out. And then he got on a new horse that he stole. And about 30 seconds later, he said,